This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Hannah Miller. The latest TV series to become a cultural phenomenon is Severance. It's a workplace thriller that viewers can watch only on Apple TV+, and this comes at a time where the streaming service lags far behind on subscriber growth compared to other platforms. So, Hannah, one, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, considering this is a huge hit, is it enough to secure more subscribers for Apple TV+?
Yeah, so that's what we're waiting to see. So the issue Apple TV Plus has had is that, you know, they produce these great, very expensive shows, but then once they're finished, people cancel their subscription. Apple TV Plus does not have the same robust content library that something like Netflix has. You know, people can't switch to a different show that they like. You know, they want to just stick with the one that they have, and they can't find anything else that they want to check out.
So they've had hit shows before, they've had dominant shows before, but did those pay off in terms of subscribers?
You know, we did see subscriber growth, but you have to remember that Apple TV Plus has less than 1% of the total market share for streaming services. It's really lagging behind other platforms like Netflix, like Max, even, you know, Disney Plus. So it's been an uphill battle for them. They are losing, you know, over $1 billion a year on Apple TV Plus. That was reported recently. So, you know, it is, even though Severance is a win for them, we have to see whether this converts to long-term success that helps boost their overall customer count.
Now, obviously, the parent company has pretty deep pockets, but you have to wonder if this philosophy of great quality programming over, as you said, the robust library of a Netflix is a long-term strategy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these shows that they produce, they're amazing to watch. I mean, with Severance, it was like over $20 million spent on each episode and shooting it. But yeah, it's hard when you don't have that strong customer base to begin with. And they've been really relying both on word of mouth and very aggressive marketing techniques to bring new people in. And we saw with Severance, there was this huge push. You know, there were pop-up events. There was a lot of social media advertisement. They made a LinkedIn page. They published audiobooks, e-books connected to the show. So we'll see if that pays off.
Before we go any further, I guess we should mention what Severance is about. It's kind of a weird sort of place to start.
Yeah, I mean, I personally love the show. I watched the season 2 finale last night. It's a really interesting concept, a really dark take on work-life balance, where you have this innie personality who does all your work for you, and then when you leave the office, you don't remember any of that, and you can just resume your personal life. So it's a lot of fun. There are a lot of, you know, unique plot points and very interesting mysteries, that some of which have yet to be resolved.
But you volunteer to have this sort of surgery to get into this situation, right?
Yes, you undergo this procedure called severance, and it's actual brain surgery that, you know, separates your work personality from your personal life personality. So it's a pretty intense show at times. It's a thriller, it's a satire, there's some very funny moments. I definitely enjoyed watching it.
And the last question I'm going to leave you with is, what about this sort of notion that, you know, what you have here is Apple TV Plus is like HBO, but not quite as good?
Yeah, you know, we've seen kind of Apple TV Plus go for this sort of HBO model where you create this hit show that becomes a cultural touchstone. You know, you have people flocking to things like Game of Thrones, The Sopranos. You know, HBO is just known for these big hits. So we see with Apple TV Plus, you know, they're trying to mimic that strategy. They're trying to build up, you know, these amazing high quality shows. They're not doing a spray and pray, you know, strategy like Netflix, where you just churn out a bunch of content, some of which is great, some of which maybe not so great. But with the content that Apple TV Plus has had in the past, it has just not elevated it yet to the same level as HBO. So, you know, Severance could be the one to do it.
We'll see. Hannah, thank you very much. That's Bloomberg's Hannah Miller. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.